1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment here today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We are proud to serve the agricultural community. Mel's Tire can dispatch trucks to get you back in the field when any tire problems arise. And our store in Emporia stocks tires specifically made for farm vehicle performance. So the next time you have a farm tire need, call us at Mel's Tire or see us at 915 Graham in Emporia.
The service is not expensive. It's priceless at Mel's Tire.
Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 17th of November, 52 degrees, on our way to a high of 52 degrees today. So we are not going to be moving much temperature-wise today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Dr. Gary Zeke. Gary is the director of bands at Emporia State University, and a couple of concerts here coming up later this week. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Just keeping busy as always.
Yes, indeed you
Very
are.
True.
And we'll be jazzing it up here before the week is out. Jazz concert coming up soon, huh, Gary?
Yep. The last jazz concert of the semester is coming up tomorrow night, and that'll be at 7:30 p.m. in Albert Taylor Hall. And this one will feature our Jazz Ensemble 1 and Jazz Ensemble 2.
What type of music you got here for the Ensemble 1 and Ensemble 2 groups coming up here tomorrow night?
Oh, as always, I think there's something for everybody. The Jazz 2 group is like playing pieces from great jazz artists like Herbie Hancock and Miles Davis, and even a tune by Van Morrison called Moondance.
Oh, cool.
Jazz 1 doing a lot of different things, from straight-ahead jazz to Latin, to a calypso, and Motown, and even a hip-hop inspired piece. Really something kind of different. And you get to hear a lot of great playing from the students, and just a real, real fun variety of music, and some really excellent solo work from kids, and good ensemble playing.
So,
and that one, again, is open to the public. It's $4 for students and seniors, and $5 for general admission.
7:30 p.m. tomorrow night, Albert Taylor Hall, Jazz Ensemble 1 and 2. So what's the difference between 1 and 2, Gary?
Well, Jazz Ensemble 2 only rehearses one time a week. And then Jazz Ensemble 1 is like our top group, and they rehearse three times a week. And really proud of both groups. They're both really great. And like I said, they've been working really hard, putting together a good show for everybody.
Yeah, tomorrow night, big night, Albert Taylor Hall and Jazz Ensemble 1 and 2, Emporia State University will be, as they always, flat out bringing it.
Amen to that.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, hopefully. They are set and ready to go.
Big day, Gary, coming up on Saturday, the return of your Honors Band Day. So describe and tell the folks exactly what is the Honors Band Day at Emporia State.
Well, we're excited because, a lot of things, we've been on hiatus. And the last one we did was in 2018, and up to that point, it was our 14th annual one. So I guess we'll call this our 15th annual Honors Band Festival with a little asterisk next to it. And what that is we put together a band featuring students from a lot of different schools, and we rehearse all day on Saturday, and then we perform a concert on Saturday afternoon. And we tried to make it a little bit smaller this year than normal. Normally, we have about 20 to 22 schools. This year, we kept it to 12 for obvious reasons. It's a little smaller group this year. But we still have schools really from all points of the compass, coming from up north, from Rossville and Holton. From near the Kansas City area, we have Gardner Edgerton and Spring Hill High School, Olathe down south, and local schools like Emporia, Olby, Lebo, and Waverly will all be participating. And what happens is students check in from 8 to 8:30, and we rehearse all morning, And then, like in the afternoon, our marching band will come in and do a short concert for the visiting students. And then they go change, and then we have a concert that's free and open to the public at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. And that will be in Albert Taylor Hall.
There's a lot of work that you're doing here with the students. Obviously, you got the acclimation process here, which I think may go underrated when you're putting together this type of honors slash all-star band. And then you've got, what, sectionals and full group performances before you get to the actual concert, right?
Well, you know, what we do is we have about a 2.5 hour, well, 3 hour block in the morning. Then we have about an hour after lunch. So they put together the whole show in about 4 hours. Which is always speaks fairly highly of the students and their directors. And yeah, it's a really busy day. And it's like you're exactly right. It is really challenging to tape a group of students who have never performed together or let alone even met each other and try to get a cohesive group in a couple hours. But they always rise to the occasion. So it's always kind of an exciting process. And it's one of our big recruiting events for the music department for the year.
It certainly is. So do the kids have a chance to know what they're going to be playing before they show up here, Gary, so they have an idea?
Yes, we send them copies of all the music in advance so they get a chance to look at it. And what we've kind of done is we do a lot of original compositions for the concert. And this year, in addition to like a traditional Carol King march, we're playing original pieces by myself and by Dr. Bill Woodworth, who's the director of the marching band. And we'll both direct the group on Saturday.
Boy, that sounds like a great time. You mentioned about the recruiting side of things here for you. How important is that, I guess, that face time, not only with professors like yourself and Dr. Woodworth and others, but also getting a chance to see the facilities and see the instruments as well as in that recruiting process?
Yeah, recruiting is our lifeblood, and just like every school literally in the country, it's been a really interesting year with a lot of struggles, because last year a lot of bands in the high school just didn't function because of COVID. There was just no way they could rehearse or play, and it's just like we've literally had to scramble for every incoming student that we had. And what we found is I think the incoming freshmen at ESU this year are generally pretty motivated and pretty strong, because they're the ones that made it through the pandemic and kept on playing, you know, in spite of all the challenges at their high schools. But, yeah, it definitely has made it very challenging. And, again, not just for us, but you know, for every arts program in the country, whether it's theater or music or art, because it was just a really, really tough year during the pandemic. And if, kids couldn't rehearse last year, a certain number of them just stopped playing. And what we found is once a kid stops playing, it's very hard to get them back into it. So, we're going to be working extra, extra hard over the next couple of years to kind of, get back up to full strength on everything.
Well, it's a big week up on the campus of Emporia State for great shows. ESU Jazz Concert coming up tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m., Albert Taylor Hall, Jazz Ensembles 1 and 2. And then the Honors Band activities, the festival going on all day Saturday, culminating with a concert at 4 p.m. The public is invited. Always good to talk to you, Gary. Appreciate it, and good luck the rest of this week.
Thanks, Gary.
No, sounds great. And like I said, both jazz bands are loaded and ready to go on Thursday. And I think come check them out. There's going to be some amazing stuff happening.
Thanks, Gary.
All right, take care, guys.
All right, Dr. Gary Zeke, who's the director of bands at Emporia State University. Big 2 days coming up, a big show tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m., and the Honors Band activities on campus coming up on Saturday, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots, we've got Thanksgiving morning and Black Friday morning that are open next week, and those are the first two available dates that we've got. We also do have some dates that are starting to get claimed after that, starting the week of the 29th and getting you into December. So if you have an event or an activity that you would like highlighted, let us know, and we'll get you on our airwaves. Tomorrow morning, we have Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Awareness Director Jennifer Milburn, which means our latest update in the COVID-19 response effort.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham and Emporia. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. KVOE Live and Local 732, 51 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
In honor of American Education Week, Emporia students were asked which teacher